Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Good morning. Grand rising. Good evening. Wherever you are tuning in from, off of Facebook, off of Blog Talk Radio, this is Patty Peaceful and Pink.
Hi, guys. Welcome.
Welcome to Peace and Pink Lunchtime Talk. We just wanted to kind of do something and mix it up a little bit. So here we are. So a lot of times we get really busy in the evenings, and so we figured, why not do a lunchtime talk?
Yeah, because people are always scrolling, looking for something to watch, something to listen to.
We shall be your lunchtime entertainment. And how does everybody like the little snow leopard? Oh my gosh, I love him. Look at him. So I hope everyone really is having a great midweek. Miss Pink, how are you doing today, darling?
Today I'm great.
That is awesome. And today I am doing fabuloso. Everything is going well. I'm a little. Yeah, now. Okay, so yeah. I could have used this morning as, like, I woke up this morning and I needed to go to the store to get something to drink and get some dog food, because I thought that myself and one of my good friends, her name is Patricia Underwood, a.k.a. Pat, and today is her 60th birthday. So let's all happy birthday, Pat. Yay, we love you. 60. Wow.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, babe. So we were going to go to the casino. And I'm not a big gambler, but, you know, I like to get away. And, this is so crazy. But I actually, this morning, I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to the casino. They got those big bougie-ass beds, those big pillows. I'm about to lay in that bed. I couldn't wait. And then, Pat calls me and says, they don't have no rooms. I've been trying to get a hold of them for 3 days. Their rooms are booked. Of course they are. Girl, I told you.
She told her ahead of time to book a room.
I did. I said,
like,
Pat,
a month ago.
Book a room. Oh, I got it. No, it's this time of year. You got your leaf lookers. You got your gamblers that just love it. But this time of year, yes, my friend, yes. So, lesson learned here, do not put off things that you can do, like right now. Let's quit putting those off. Come on. All right, so some of you that have been following the show for the last couple months will know that I had received this book from a dear, dear friend of mine named Anna, and it's a gift from guidance. It's Kay Christie. Any of you that don't know, Kay Christie is a fabulous, fabulous behavioral scientist and a metaphysicist. Sorry, y'all. I'm having a computer acting silly. All right, so, but also she is, I don't know, would you consider her a medium, or like I call her and I get, she does readings for me, so I guess like a advisor.
Yeah.
So, like, totally, Kay Christie, this book she wrote back in 2014, and it just has these wonderful, wonderful affirmations and just encouragement and all that, and I'm hoping soon to be able to have some of her books here in the shop. And I would like to be able to give those to, ladies and gentlemen that are going through their spiritual journey and they kind of feel like they're lost or uncertain, because in her book, she just talks about her total spiritual journey of, like, it went from, like, Wiccan to she was raised, you know, with, what would you call it, organized religion. So she found herself, and I don't know why, I'm going to read something, and it's called liminal spaces. And but there was something on one of her pages that just stuck out, and I don't know why. And it says, I was drowning in pain and feeling tremendous pressure from living this double life. Remaining connected to and feeling responsible for a man who had held in grip of addiction, so intense that it seems to be his only true love. I knew no fix for his addiction, no way to compete with it, and no way to elevate my life to a higher vibration of happiness. Wow. Crazy, because I stumbled across this 50 laws of the universe, and it was talking about the vibration. And she says in here, there was no way to elevate my life to a higher vibration of happiness. And that's what happens, like, when we get stuck. Like, I was also learning that our energy, like, energy is forever flowing. Energy goes from forward to backwards and never stops. When it stops, it's stagnant in the transformation. So think about that. Like, in our energy, we're always go, go, go. When you stop for a minute, we get stagnant, and then that's when...
Collects us.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. So that's what... When I just read that, just like literally summon through and come right across that, and I was like, oh, wow. Because how many times when we're on our spiritual journey or just our journey through life that, excuse me, that our vibrations sometimes will lower those for different situations, but what we really need to be doing is living our truth and keeping our vibrations and stuff elevated at a higher, you know, elevation. So as we're transforming and evolving, then we're attracting those lights. People, because like when like David and I were talking and like fellowshipping, you know, they talk about that in organized religion. When you get two or more people together, that's a fellowship. Well, think about this. It's the same thing.
So we fellowship all the time.
Exactly. When you get two or more like people together in that energy, we feed off, we evolve, and see, we attract those.
Yeah.
I mean, because we could just be sitting here at any given time and somebody will run in the door and they're about to fall apart. Like that one lady the other day that came
in
here.
Yeah, past week.
Yeah, and she was like, I could feel her energy. And like she said, when I walked right by her at that point in time, like I took all of her anxiety and stuff right away from her. And that was a purpose intention.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I will allow my energy and those vibrations to vibrate to somebody's lower level, but it's not for me to resonate there. It's for me to help elevate them up.
I think that also plays into just compassion.
Yes.
For another person.
Yes. And I'm sorry, y'all, if you see me here wiping my nose and all that, it's these stinking allergies.
It's fall.
So I want to apologize. I did forget to take a Claritin. But, hey, so if you want to call in and get on air here with us, call in 515-605-9823. And for whatever reason, we are having
technical difficulties
here today with the internet.
It says we have a strong signal.
So, much apologize here. All right, so back to the gifts from guidance, Kay Christie, and I will show. This is her card, and what we'll do is I'll have Pinker myself try to go ahead and put all of her information in this feed.
On our page.
Yeah, on our page. So I'm really bad because I'm doing other pages and social media, so I'm really bad at doing the Peace Time Talk with Patty Peaceful and Pink. But we'll go ahead and I'll put on, you can go to www.giftfromguidance.com and all her information. And like I said, she's wonderful. So let's go here in the book. It's on page 56. It says, do not change course now. You have earned and deserve the future awaiting you. It is worth it. You have created it. You will be filled with joy and wonder. Turn back now as the hard work is done. It is spirit and faith now. You have arrived. You are whole. You are healed. Relax and enjoy. Bask in your light, and the light of God shines through you now and forevermore. Like, wow. And that is powerful because, like, every time I read this, I come to the part that it says, it is spirit and faith now. Because when you're walking your spiritual journey, I mean, what do? You walk on faith. And that faith could be whatever you believe in. It can be, you know, if you believe in God, if you, you know, worship or what, however you want to say it, you know, nature, the universe, whatever it is everything that we walk on spirit and faith.
No matter what religion.
Right. Because we all have to hold on to something. I mean, I do. So that's all, folks. But no, that's very powerful stuff right there. And there's another one that I want to read as well. And I was going to wait till later on in the show, maybe a closer, but I like this one, Designing Life. My life is filled with joy and ease. I have created exactly the life necessary to support my highest good. I deserve peace. I deserve prosperity. I am love. The universe can provide what I can imagine. Therefore, I look for possibilities in my every thought and action. And so it is. That's some powerful stuff right there in itself, too.
Yeah.
See, we have the choice and we have the opportunity to live whatever life it is that we choose to live.
Yeah, just because that yesterday might have been a bad day doesn't mean today has to be.
Exactly. And see, that's when we're going through our journey of life and stuff. Sometimes we'll feel like, you know, we're stuck, we're stagnant, and I don't even know where. I got a brain fart. The internet is going up and down over here. I don't know if it's because there's too many of us on it, possibly. Who knows?
It's just because everything's basically a great business. I think.
Who is that? Can't hear you guys. You can't hear me? Do I need to shout? But I just got a brain block. Again, what is going on with you? So we got manifestation. Okay. I've seen on some of our previous podcasts that the manifestation has really, like, hit home, resonated with people. And let me tell you about manifestation. Because I had this happen to me on Friday. And so I don't make money unless people come into the shop and buy the items, or some people give me love offerings, which that's always, you know, very humbling. And I've had to learn through my spiritual journey and stuff to humble yourself. And when people want to help you, you receive that. Don't ever feel like you're less than. So if you're giving those vibrations out, of love and peace and harmony, you know, you will start to receive that back into your life. So whenever, you know, you keep those vibrations in your energy for your higher, your highest good. So back to Friday. As I'm getting ready to get ready for, you know, the fortune teller party that for Halloween. And at first, I'm going to be honest, I was told, you know, oh, yeah, I'm going to have you fortune tell, read cards, all that. Well, the day before the party, I find out it's going to be a bunch of children there, and I'm like, kids, I love kids, my grandkids, my nieces, my nephews, my friends' children, I just love kids, okay, but how do you fortune tell, and how do you entertain kids? I never did, so I'm, like, trying to research online, like, fortune telling stuff. I wanted to go and have each one of them, like, these cute little gift bags with crystals and all that. Of course, you know, I'm last-minute Nancy here. And what happened? I'm going to stop doing that. Going to quit? Yeah, I'm probably not. Aha, that's what you get for running your pie hole. Yep, she just, every bit of the combos. God made dirt, dirt don't hurt. Just picking it up and eating them. Oh, Lord. All on the floor, everywhere. We're going to do a combo crushing party on the floor, but no, for real, real. So back to the story. So if I don't have folks that are shopping at the shop, if I don't have any, like, I do life coaching, I will sit down with individuals and help work out different plans that might suit you, and I try to use my experience, strength, and hope, right? So I'm going, oh, my goodness, God, universe, my spirit guides, you know my needs, not my wants. You know that things have been tight for me, and I'm going to do the fortune-telling party, and that paid $150. So I said, well, the shop has to make $200 tomorrow. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Just, it has to make this. I'd already, Pink was going to help out, so I'd already paid her. All that was taken care of. Not even 30 seconds out of my mouth, I receive a text to my phone that says, your direct deposit is currently being worked on. And I was like, what? I'm like, and this is an old checking account that I've had for like 20 years, but I've not used it in like the last year. So I get this, and then 30 seconds later, again, I get a thing that says, you have had $1,400 deposited into your account. I was like, what? This is a mistake. What's going on here? And then I click on it, and it says, the IRS has deposited $1,400. And I guess because you don't use that account, I didn't know about that account. I done forgot about that account. It charges you $5 a month. So it had taken some fees and stuff like that. I was shaking. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't have a card for this account. I don't know what to do, blah, 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 blah. Make the long story short. I literally said and spoke what I needed, not what I wanted, but what I needed so that I could have a breath of fresh air. So that I could just release some of the burdens. And this has been happening over the last couple months.
And not only that, Friday, but Saturday, everything that I sold in the store was yours.
A profit. So
it paid for me to be here.
Exactly. Like, it paid for her to be here. And so what I'm saying is, like, manifestation. A lot of us are going to manifest, like, I want a new car, and I want, you know, yeah, we can want, like, extravagant things in life. But until you have your foundation that is rock solid, then that's when we start to build upon stuff. But for me, I don't manifest it. I just manifest what my needs are for that moment.
Yeah.
And I'm still manifesting, and I'm going to get my Tibetan wheel here. And anybody that's listening on the podcast, which is blogtalkradio.com/Patty Peaceful, you can always, for all of you that are listening on there or that call in on 515-605-9823, if you can't see us, you can go to Peace Talk. No, Peace Time.
Peace Time
with Patty Peaceful in Pink on Facebook. You can also follow myself, Patty Peaceful, and you can see our silly woo-hoo. But no, for real, real, this is the Tibetan prayer wheel.
Real.
Hello, beautiful people who's all watching. Can you hear? Yes, Angel, I know the signal sucks. All right, so this is what. It has, like, all these little cool prayers and stuff. And inside, as you can see, it's all written on there. And what it said is you spend this each and every day while you manifest. I call it manifesting. Some people might say wishing,
praying,
whatever. And it is prayer. Manifestation is prayer. And I believe in prayer. I mean, I got it to where my knees sometimes... I fall to them pretty hard, people. But, yes, if you're tuning in, all of this, our service is going up and down and up and down. So, much apology. See, now I'm trying to reconnect. So, with this Tibetan prayer wheel, you just sit and go, woo-woo, spin it around. I don't go woo-woo, but I will manifest.
You're going to India.
And I'm going to India. Like, the bottle, or I call it my love offering, it's pretty cool. It's full. And I'm going to run out of the studio real quick and bring it to camera and show everybody just this wonderful love that a lot of the locals or people will cash out me money. And then what I'll do is then I put it in the jar. And this sits on the counter because one of my friends, a local business owner, and she owns Artwork Day Spa. I love Ty Law. Love her. And she said, Patty, you need to have a love offering jar. This is love offering. Thank you for your support in helping me on my trip to India. And people say, Patty, why do you want to go to India? See, and I didn't even realize there's 20s in there, there's $5. People put their change, and that's much appreciated. Much, much appreciated.
Because any closer.
Yes, it is. And see, my plans are that I'm going to go to India, and I am going to go on a silent retreat so that I can lose my effing mind the rest of the way and come back a rejuvenated soul. I can't wait. I so can't wait. And some people are like, well, how long are you going to go for? I don't know. Depending on what the love offering is in the jar, once I get my passport, because, of course, I have to get my passport. I keep saying that. Welcome back. Sorry again for all this up and down. It could be this weather. It's gray and gloomy here, but we're still rejoicing and enjoying it. And here goes this chair. It always is like halfway through.
You always fall down.
Yeah. But, oh, so that goes back to lessons being learned, falling down. I was listening to a segment this morning, and it was talking about, and I think we've talked about it like before in the past, where, you know, every lesson, like if you learn to ride a bike and you're that small child, and as you're learning to ride this bike, you fall down 9 times. Each time that we fall down, do we not learn something and then use that on our next venture on that bike.
Yeah,
and so every time, so now you're on the bike
like
the tenth time.
Work. Let me try this.
Right. So, excuse me. So we get on the bike. It's the tenth time, and we've learned all the lessons from the first 9 falls. I'm not going to go too fast. I'm not. You know, you play the scenario and all of that in your mind. So the 10th time, you're a victor. But you don't stop there, do you? Just because you achieve that, now you're going to, okay.
Well, if I can do this, maybe I can do that.
Exactly. And so that goes
and
along.
The ramp.
And now you're jumping over stuff. But, and those are obstacles of life. So, like, when we're doing our manifestation and that, like, the money that was able to help pay, you know, some of my bills and relieve a lot of stress. And I really wasn't stressed. You know why? Something, I had that intuition. I had that gut, like something good was going to happen. And I have that a lot. That I'm learning that, like, we really have to go with our gut intuition.
Yep. Because I've been doing that a lot here lately. Just like you said, like, you know, everything's going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a little bump in the road. Everything's going to pan out. Everything's going to go the way you need it to go, the way it's supposed to go.
Oh, yeah, because what we try to do is, I'm trying to find my belt. What we do is each time, each lesson, each time we go through different challenges, they are going to be painful.
Oh, yeah.
There are going to be plenty of obstacles and stuff that are going to be in our way. But as we reach each and every one of those, like, are you going to transcend to your next for the greater, higher of yourself, or are you going to stay stagnant? And I've been, I don't know why, have I been using that so much lately, like stagnant, like a cesspool of shit? Are some of us just sitting in that cesspool of stagnant energy, and you're scared to transcend to your next level? Like, what are we afraid of? We know two things. I know why we're afraid. But we know two things in life. We're born and we're going to die. Do you
what happens in between?
Exactly, because we're given free will.
Yeah.
It's up to us. See, we've already signed our fate and all that when we are, if you believe in reincarnation and stuff like that, each time, each life that we transcend into, that's up to us. Like, do you want to make it better than it was last time? Do you want to earn wisdom? Because wisdom that we earn, or wisdom that we gain each life, it helps void out that karma. Did you know that? Because we're living a better life. See, we have already, made our deal with our soulmate from our previous life. So now we're coming in and saying, okay, because what do we all want? We want peace, harmony, balance. So as we transcend, and once you start to, for me, and when I say all this, this is my opinions, these are my thoughts. I am no scholar. I just read a lot and research a lot here lately. And I wish I could, like, just do it 24-7, just sit in a room and do it 24-7, be left alone, and then come out occasionally, because I have become, yep, that nerd. I have become that nerd that just loves to research, and, yeah. So I'm not fun and exciting. Sorry. Forgot where I was going with that. But, yeah, these are all my thoughts, my opinions. Don't have to like them. I talk too much. Why don't Miss Pink say some stuff.
Never gives me a chance. You're on it today.
Well, go with it. It's you. It's you.
I'm waiting over here to finish about phase of business.
Oh, ours is hot. It's hot in here. What? The rainbow? What about it?
I thought it was one somewhere with the trees in your hat.
No. Oh, hat changing. I don't know. Look, I put a new mask on.
It is. Says goodbye to me.
Goodbye. In the sweatshirt. Oh, yeah. So
peace, love, unity.
This is what our world needs, is peace, love, unity, and good vibes. If you've seen earlier today on Facebook and stuff, I have, like, this obsession with sweatshirts or hoodies, whatever you want,
hoodies.
I got all kinds of hoodies. Hoodies. Love them. Mm-hmm. So when I got in here, Pink was like, how many hoodies do you have? I said, oh, girl, there's, like, 5 or 10 of them on there, and I got bags and bags. I said, this is one I just changed into because I was going through a bag, and it has holes. For those
gotta
that are
love.
You can see I'm a dirty wook today. And look, see, I'm all good by then. Look at this.
Just chilling,
man. So, totally am all over the board today. Apologize. That's when I'm trying to get everything.
You had a little chaotic day today.
Yes, I sure did. I had to go to the store, not once,
maybe
not twice.
Tomorrow.
5 times, and they laughed at me. Yeah, new moon tomorrow. Y'all get ready for that. That's why I keep wanting to do. I am going to do a reading online, on air, and this is for somebody out there, and Pink and I will do this reading together.
I read them a little bit, I think she does.
Yes, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong whatsoever at all. Because, like, when I was at the Halloween party, and let me tell you what, I keep getting all off track and stuff. The children, I had a blast. Those kids were awesome, okay? They were coming up to me, and they're like, you do a fortune teller? I'm like, yes. So they'd say, well, can you tell me, am I going to die next week? I said, oh, no. Do not do that kind of stuff. I said, no, sweetheart, no. Ask a different question. I said, I don't ever talk about death or anything like that. So it was cute. They would come back and like, am I going to win my football game? And I was like, you know, and I made this pendulum and the little chart.
Super cute.
Super cute. One of my besties, Kaylee, had given me that said something about pumpkins as a season. So then I wrote yes, no, maybe, and all that, and it really worked. We used it here at the shop, and it really worked.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
And so I was nervous, what have you, get there. These kids are awesome. The adults, I knew a lot of people there. So it wasn't just like I was a hired fortune teller. I was like mingling and eating, and we're just having a good time. I did do some readings, and I had this like really awesome couple sit down, and they were talking to me, and I shared with them like something I had been going through in my personal life over the last couple months, and that it was a time of renewing and were you really done with situations that the universe right now is like just circling, like giving people a second chance, or are you really done with something?
Well, I also think those couple months, you spiritually, sitting beside you, have grown tremendously. I honestly believe you needed that time to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Your spiritual journey has, like, climbed this amazing mountain that I've had the pleasure of watching.
Oh, you're going to make me cry.
But it really has.
And it's really helped me because those...
This blog talk has really helped me.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. I love blog talk. I mean, any of those that just listening or are watching, you know, on our Facebook. And I'm
like
sorry, my phone is way over there. So if y'all are watching, I can't see who's watching in. I can't even see if you're leaving comments, but hi. But yeah, my spiritual journey over the last and it's going up in, you know, in my personal life, things are like fabulous.
But I honestly think both of y'all needed that time to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, spiritual journeys. And like I try to teach everyone, or some people, not everyone, but I wish I could teach everyone, is sometimes your spiritual journey is going to be very painful.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to rattle some cages.
Stop signs and U-turns.
And, you know, you're going the wrong way, turn back around, and however you want to look at it. But, yeah, my spiritual journey, it has been fabulous. Fabulous. And I can only just imagine the next level of it. And, you know, what is that going to be like? Because I've learned, like, when you have not mastered life, but when you start to learn your life, like for Patty, when you start to learn that I can't control other people, but I can control the way I speak, the way I react.
I think the biggest thing for you was loving yourself.
Yeah, I never loved myself. I hated Patty.
Like,
I would go around with all those mini masks, and I was a people pleaser. And now I know how to say no, because it isn't always about everybody else. Because, like I said, and it's in the mirror in the bathroom still. And I'm like, I'm going to erase it. And I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not, girlfriend. And it says, when I realized it was not about them and I started realizing it was about me is when I started living my life. I mean, that's the short version of it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Now, do I still love and help people?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Most important relationship I'll ever have in my life is the one that I have with myself. And I learned that I can be alone in silence and that I can appreciate just the small things around me. Now, does it mean I'm going to still snap? And I'm human, people. I'm human. I'm human. So, yeah, it has been a great journey. You know, Michael and I are working on our marriage, and that is going well. You know, and I don't put much emphasis on it. I don't put much anything, I guess. I'm just going with the flow. I'm going, and I'm going to live my best life as he is too, but I don't put much, because we're going to fail each other. On day to day, I could hurt somebody's feelings, or I can, you know, I can hurt his.
I think it is. When you love yourself and you respect yourself, like, it's so easier to respect and love your partner the same way you feel about yourself.
Yeah, but, you know, so, and people are going to hate, and that's fine. It's okay. I'm all right with haters. But, hey, call in. It only takes a second. Call us 515-605-9823. Get a caller in here, and I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate. Call in. If you're on Facebook, call in 515-605-9823, and you're going to get a $25 gift card. If that's what I have to do, if I got to bribe some of y'all to get on here and call in and let's hear your little stories, and they're not little. You know what I'm saying, people? All right, so feel compelled with tomorrow being the new moon, and so old Blair's going to love it when Auntie Patty comes home and we're doing a new moon ceremony.
I love it.
So we are going to use the moonology. And since we've had that Catherine that called a couple weeks ago and asking us if we did, you know, a reading on air, I felt like, why don't we start doing, you know, one reading or so, even if no one calls in. If you watch, you know, the live feeds or, you know, listen later, maybe it was meant for you. And also, you know, we are looking for some sponsors. So any $5 a month, whatever, We'll put it on our blog talk page where you can cash app myself. And then I've had some people, I know this is weird, some people ask, like, hey, Patty, like, when I go shopping or I'm out, you know, and I'm at a crystal store, I've seen something and I've thought about you. Should I send y'all something? Yes, most definitely. I'll put the P.O. box as well on the Blog Talk Radio, and also Pink will put it. So, yeah. And that's so sweet if you want to write some, you know, a thank you note, you want to say hey. All right, let's see what we got here. Ah, new moon in Aries. Like, that sucker is coming up, like, left and right. No. Woo, adjustments are required. Righty. So, we got the new moon in Aries. And yes, what?
That blue moon.
Talk about it. We don't have to do it in sequence. You know that. What'd you say about the blue moon?
Just believe in the impossible. Somebody's got, I don't know.
Speak.
Something new starting. You think you can't do it. Just make adjustments.
Mm-hmm. So, for those that did not hear that, speak up, girlfriend. Right. The first card is the new moon in Aries, okay? And it says, it's time to take action. And what I love about the new moon in Aries is that...
How are you?
Great. And we just happened to, I do a podcast, so we're live right now. And so we just had a customer walk in, and my brother is here to help take care of those individuals as our visitors come in. So, the new moon in Aries. I'm going to just read for some of you from the book, just a little brief thing. It says, don't ever think about giving up, okay? Do your best and be happy with that. Avoid being brash right now. And what that means, so don't be so harsh, you know, because Aries really, really can be harsh individuals. I have some Aries children, I can tell you. 100%. You need a 12-month plan. So, like, whatever she was, like, how she was interpreting, like, believe in the impossible, you got to take action. I think Catherine's thing was also about the action and all that, making a plan, having a strategy, and all that. A new male is coming into your life. So when you say a new male is coming into your life, that doesn't mean a sexual partner whatsoever. That could be a new job, a new friend, you know. So somebody is going to be coming into your life. My brother, come down here. Okay. Oh, okay. You're here for David?
Well, right.
No, you're
here. I wanted to come by here anyways, but then he said he was here. I was like,
well, awesome, awesome. Okay. I apologize, everybody. I just wanted to make sure that somebody in the shop we were not neglecting, being that we decided to do lunchtime blog talk. So the next card. So here was our first card. And for all the viewers over here, the first card. Now, here is this one. Oh, my finger. Y'all, don't mind my
cuticle. Believe in the impossible.
Believe in the impossible. Because you want to know something? All of us are so scared of the unknown. Think about that. A lot of us, we don't move forward because you don't know what's going to happen. I don't. I got to have a plan. Don't do that.
Everything is possible if you try.
Yes, because we will talk ourselves out of things so much. We will sit and build up this crazy, psychotic episode.
It's not going to work.
You know, you're already setting yourself up for failure. So, like, this is, again, like manifestation and stuff like that. So if you're manifesting, I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am divine. I am healthy, I am wealthy, I am divine. But then you're like, I'm broke. I'm sick all the time. I ain't worthy of nothing. So you're not really manifesting a good life. See, we can talk ourselves. We talk ourselves into limited life. When you say you're not good enough, I am not good enough for this, I cannot do this, blah, blah, blah. That's just like, that's you. No. You can do anything possible.
Anything's possible.
Anything. I mean, look at those, the one, what are those, the Island Boys. The Island Boys.
TikTok guys.
The TikTok guys. I come across them the other day, and you know what? I was like, oh, my gosh, I wrote a song. I'm almost
great.
I'm almost embarrassed to even try to sing this. Should I do it for them?
Sure.
There's somebody here at the shop. They're like, yeah, well, it's retarded, to be honest with you. But this is Patty Peaceful, and we all know those that are tuning in on blogtalkradio.com/Patty Peaceful or on our different Facebook platforms, you know I am
everywhere.
I'm everywhere. I am everywhere, man. I'm like that Johnny Cash song. But okay, so let me think about this song real quick.
Let's finish the reading.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to make adjustments. Change your plan up a little bit.
Yeah.
Because the impossible can happen.
Yeah. So the blue moon. I am lucky. Also, meaning from the card, missing the chance, and it might not come back anytime soon. And that's what I was talking about earlier, folks, about the universe and stuff giving us a second chance for different opportunities and stuff in life. I mean, come on. I did not know that I would pull this card, but then it tells you, like, you're going to get a second chance at stuff. It's not going to, a lot of times you're not going to get second chances. What happened may only happen once. Wow. That's good to know.
For you.
The person you're inquiring about is rare to find. My husband is a rare gem in that bucket. And he is my shiny gem. I love that little fucker. If you can believe it, you can achieve it. What? That's what we're talking about, the manifestation. If you believe it, you can achieve it. This situation is unlikely to repeat. Oh, yeah. Okay, so the third moon. The third quarter moon. Sorry. You're reevaluating the situation. Your life may be out of balance, and this may be causing your issues. It may be time to hatch a new whole plan. Sometimes new and exciting is right around the corner. Trust may be required to move the situation forward. Wow. I love that.
Don't go into a second chance.
Can you hear that, people?
Don't go
into a second chance with the same bullshit. Don't come to my table with the same garbage. So that's
exactly
what
the cards say.
That's what these cards say. So someone needed to hear that. I know I did. So don't come with the same old poo-poo. We don't want to hear it.
It's unnecessary.
Unnecessary. Don't.
New opportunity to be better than
new life. Elevate yourself at a higher vibration. Quit being in stagnant energy. Because if you're in stagnant energy, you're going to have those stagnant shit bags come into your life. And if you don't like how I speak, then unfriend me and stuff like that. Because some of us, we have to hear that. But on the brighter note. Let's be funny. We were so serious today, and I loved that.
I know, right?
Like, I didn't even get crazy and funny. I'm just like, yeah, she just threw
combos all over the floor.
And she was hungry.
I was. I really wanted this.
All right, so should I do this song, really? I don't even know.
Yes, you should do the song. Do the song. Do the song.
Okay. Here we go. I don't have no tempo or nothing, so here we go. I'm a mountain witch. Don't confuse me with a bitch. I'm a mountain witch. I'll put your ass in a ditch. Don't with me. I'm a mountain witch. I've got the spiritual journey I'm on. Don't come around with your nonsense. I'm calm and cool. No more ditches for the fools. I'll put your ass out. And that's all I got.
With the switches, no doubt.
Oh, yeah, with the switches, no doubt. I will whoop your butt from day to dawn. From day to dawn. See, we're just... But yeah,
ruined it from day to dawn.
From day to dawn, from dusk till dawn, we'll carry on because I'm a mountain witch. I ain't a bitch. So for real, I hope everyone
had a great day.
A great day. I hope we entertained you through your lunch hour, your
crazy
hour.
Or whenever you go back and listen to this.
Exactly. I did have fun, though, on Halloween with Blair, Abby, and Agnes. I took them all trick-or-treating at the park.
I know. I missed you somewhere.
I didn't miss much. I mean, me trying to run after Blair for the first hour in that line was like...
Yeah, that line was crazy.
It was. But it was fun. Once we got in there, yeah. I was teaching her how to go up to each table and say... trick or treat. And so it was super cute. We had a good time. We got a lot of candy. And then my mom last night, I'm laying in bed and I'm like just trying to relax. Well, I wasn't relaxed. I'm so lying. Oh, yeah. Forgot. We are the champions of the world. Yes, that is right. Wherever you are tuning in from, I know y'all tune in from India, Canada, Australia. Hey, mate,
Japan,
China, all that. Much love to each and every one of you. But, yes, the Braves won the World Series last night. And Michael and I got to watch it FaceTime. It was great. And then every time he was like, woo, then I hear my brother, woo. So then I finally turned it up, and I was like, woo, woo. And then I was like, okay, they brought in the relief pitcher. And I was like, man, you better not mess it up for him, man. Fried, he darn pitch a great game. Do not get in there and mess that up for this guy. It's funny because Michael was sitting there messaging one of his friends, and one of his friends was like, yeah, don't get in there and mess it up for him. And then they get the third pitcher in, and then my nerves shocked because he was like, ball, ball. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But they rise to the occasion. And one. So good job, guys. Good job. A bunch of young men. And so you could see the stress and stuff on their face. Like,
gotta win this.
But you could just see every time they were going to pitch or hit or something like that, they like, oof, pretty cool. Bombed because I was supposed to be going to the casino, even though I don't gamble, I was gonna still
it's
have
so
lots
fun to go up
it's
there.
Fun.
Even if you got like $20.
Yeah, that's about what I had, about $30, and then whatever
it's
free credit.
Around and...
Yeah, I might talk her into us just driving up there for a couple hours.
Yeah, I mean,
for dinner, why not?
Again, happy birthday, Pat.
Happy birthday, boo boo. And I'm sorry, y'all, I've gotten a brain fart.
You have a melody there, guys. My partner.
Yes, and also I am making specialty crowns and all different kinds of cool stuff. So stop by.
See what's going on.
And I ship all over the place. So if it's overseas, I have no problem. But, you know, of course, whatever that shipping, because in the United States, anything over $25, you get free shipping. But overseas, if it's ridiculous, then I'm sorry, you would have to incur just half of that shipping or something like that. I wouldn't make you do the whole thing, but at least just a percentage of it. Also, got a lot of people that are in need in my community. So if anybody is, you know, in need of things or you have things you can donate, give me a call or message me, because I know there's a family here locally that they need a stove. So, and then there were some people on Ella J Facebook, and they were like, well, you know, Ingles has, you know, plates you can buy. Well, maybe this family can't afford it.
Yeah.
So why don't you hit this family up and just, like, knowing who they are, or even if you don't know who they are, why don't you go and buy that family a meal or whatever, a gift card to Ingles. If you don't want to go to Walmart because you think they might buy other stuff, go to, you know, or Food Lion. Help people, you know. This is a time that we need to be
thankful.
Yeah.
Remember,
we're supposed to be thankful. So if somebody asked you today, we got 3 minutes. If somebody was to ask you today, Pink, what are you thankful for?
I am thankful for you.
Oh.
And our Blog Talk Radio. And
I am thankful that I live in a country where you still have free will of communication.
Yes.
Because without Freedomizer Radio and stuff, like, we would not have a platform for this. So I'm not a political person, but I'm very, very grateful and humbled and thankful that I do live in a country that we do still have some of our freedom. So a lot of people,
I'm definitely thankful for our freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And as we're starting, and that's a good thing, we got like less than like almost a minute and a half, or
2 minutes.
2 minutes. But I really want to dig in maybe next week on the show about like that Wiccan, Wicca, all that kind of stuff. Like, I would like, if somebody would like to come in from like all different, I would love to have maybe a very native spiritual person, somebody that is a Wicca practice, somebody maybe that is a Catholic or
a Baptist.
Have your viewpoint. So it says we have 90 seconds. So I would love to have like a couple of us. Just it's a round table that we have here, and you don't necessarily have to be in
the round table.
Well, come and visit us at the round table. But just, you know, call in 515-605-9823. Follow us. Let us hear from you. If you're calling from the different another country, we would love. All right, so we have 60 seconds, and I feel like I need to read something from Ms. K again. Okay. True and authentic self. Today is a day for action. My thoughts, my body, and my emotions are in alignment. As I explore the essence of being my true and authentic self, I ask for connection, expression, and movement with joy. I love life. I love money. I love being free. On this day and in this moment, I am free, and I express myself easily, happily, and energetically. And so it is. Wow. Awesome. Everybody have a beautiful week. We will see you next week. Much love, light, peace, and happiness sent your way. So next time, mwah, love you all. Why is it?